This is Ryan from American Made.
Hey, this is Mark from Twat. You're listening to Sick Boys Radio.
Hey, this is CJ with Animal Train, and you're listening to Sick Boy Radio.
This is Art from Black Mountain Moonshine, and you're listening to Sick Boys Radio.
Yeah, hi. We're the Poison Politics. You're listening to
Sick Boys Radio Show.
We
are some kind of nightmare. You are listening to Sick Boys Radio.
You are listening to it.
This is Joe from Scanner. You are now experiencing a mindfuck known as Sick Boys Radio.
Thanks for tuning in. Lethal Charge kicked us off. Fighting for what? And we're going to put together like a little instructional video because when we do this
audio.
Thing. an instructional audio podcast. It's an audio podcast. People need to figure out how to send their music into radio stations and radio shows.
Yeah, we're going to give a how-to on how to send it to us.
I break it down in a Facebook post probably at least once a year. Like, hey, we want to play your band, but I don't know the name of it. When you just send in tracks, track one, track two, track three, it's kind of...
Not only that, like, sometimes we'll download those tracks, but they won't make it onto a show for another 2-3 weeks. And then we forget what band sent it to us So then it ends up going to the wayside because...
Yeah, it's really simple to just put your band name in front, and a little hyphen, and the name of the track.
But we're going to make a little
like
audio.
Day one shit.
Send it out to the world.
But we've been saying this for 7-8 years, and it's fallen on deaf ears. So, yeah, keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, we're going to try again.
Yeah. So, fuck, a whole lot's been happening, but we got a ton of music to play, so let's get right into it. This is a Suicidal cover.
Oh.
Yeah, Wreckage doing War Inside My Head.
Fuck yeah. Here you go.
We'll be right back. Sick Boys Radio Show. You just heard Subdued with Death or Lies. Thanks to Mick from Justin Punk Songs for showing me that band.
Yeah,
and
dude.
I believe it's pronounced Bunyip with Tin Coffin.
That's another thing we're going to address.
Yeah. sent our way by the good time Aussie Bugglers. Bugglers. I don't think we're Boogers. Ever going to get that right.
The Boogers.
At Earthless with Joel, there was like an old fucking Volcom skate video that had that track in it. Dar doesn't like Volcom.
No.
Yeah. What? Fuck, I love that track. So
especially
Earthless.
Volcom records. I got beef with a lot of the old scene.
Let me tell you about DOS, everybody. No. In Wreckage covering Suicidal at the beginning of that. It'll set there. War Inside My Head.
Yeah.
And we said on last week's show that we weren't going to talk about the virus or nothing political because of how quick everything changes. And we were right for once.
Yeah. Everything quickly changed.
Yeah. California might be heading into a second fucking...
Well, we are going down. They're shutting down the bars and the fucking restaurants. Everything has to close by midnight tonight.
Yeah.
And then... but yeah, we're going into a second lockdown.
Yeah, but I think they're going to... If they're doing that, then they're going to shut down retail again and all that. Yeah.
Yep.
And it sucks. All because Karen won't wear a mask.
Yeah. Well, dude, like, okay. There needs to be, like, some realities of it. These fucking idiots aren't wearing masks. We have that. We also had the big protest. And there's a lot of hoopla. Oh, that didn't peak the... That's got... That, I mean, that's... Statistically, that's impossible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's just... They knew when we went out and protested, we knew the fucking dangers. We did it anyway. We need to stop trying to point the finger at, you know, the fucking no mask Karens, even though they're not helping the situation, and just try and take care of, you know, ourselves and our loved ones. And if you know somebody who you're close to who is, you know, a fucking no mask Karen, like, you just do your best to talk them into
call this 800 number.
And yeah. Oh, man. That's what I'm worried about is the fucking, you know, rat out your neighbors if they don't wear masks. If they're not social distancing. If they have more than, you know, so many people over for a barbecue.
That's not really your problem.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just, God.
My problem is,
I understand both sides. That's my thing. It's like, I understand, like, we all need to wear masks to slow down the fucking spread. And I totally understand that. I also understand why these people think that it's a hoax, why they think, you know what I mean? Like,
and there's a lot of misinformation out there.
There's so much misinformation.
And the narrative keeps changing.
Yeah.
So, like, next week they could all of a sudden realize that masks are more of an impedance than they are. Who and then knows? They'll switch up the fucking.
Yeah.
But for now, like, that's kind of all we have is, like, masks, social distancing, until they have a vaccine. That's, like, the only thing that we're, like, kind of sure of. And they show the statistics of, like, okay, like a cloth face mask works better than a bandana, which works like the same as like a painter's mask and everything. They're just coming up on this new science, but it could all change.
See, they should have, like, that shit should have been out with the fucking, with the mask
order. I don't think they knew.
That's the thing. Like, that's why there's doubt. Yeah. Is that you're trying to tell me, like, okay, as long as I cover my face, and nobody really cares what I'm covering it with, as long as I cover my face, this is why there's doubt.
Plus, nobody sweating said, into the mask, it causes mildew. You're breathing in that mildew. You get a sore throat from that.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean,
you know, there's so much shit.
There's so much shit, and none of us really know it.
Yeah.
We don't know what is true, what isn't true, because of the misinformation. Yeah. So that's why I say I understand where the no mask Karens are coming from. I understand their doubt. I too question everything. But this one is just kind of like, well, you know, and this is just a peak. This is my prediction is that in the next couple of weeks, this peak of all these new cases are going to drop off.
Hopefully.
Because it's going to be just the people that went out. You know, we had the mass protest, and then you had the, right before the mass protest, you had all the no mass protests. You know what I mean? Like the fucking, the no mask Karens were protesting, and then you had, you know, fucking millions of people in the fucking streets marching.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's been a couple of weeks since then. So, yeah, we're going to have a couple of peaks. But after that, after these peaks, it should drop right back down.
If we go back to what we're doing, because they followed it, and we're like, this is kind of what worked.
Yeah, there's just certain shit. And
like, then we also forgot the reopening and everything. And not everyone is participating the same way with reopening. There's different guidelines depending on where you're at.
Yeah, what city you're in. It's become politicized.
What are we going to do? Are we going to barricade off fucking San Clemente to anybody looking to come?
Man, I don't know. I just say, just wait it out, dude. I think this shit's going to pass, I think, in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, just wash your hands.
We're gonna have a big drop.
And wear a mask.
That's all you can fucking do.
Yeah.
That's all you can fucking do. You can just the only thing you can't fucking do is take care of yourself. And here's the thing. Even if these people are, the no mask Karens aren't wearing a mask, if you're fucking wearing a mask and you're social distancing and you're washing up and you're keeping your shit sterile, you know what I mean? Like, you should be all right. As long as you keep your house clean, dude, keep yourself clean, and social distance and wear a mask when you're in public, you'll be okay. And that's, like, pretty much all we can do right now is try and look out for your neighbors, but take care of number one first.
Yeah, don't rat on anybody.
Yeah, yeah, well, fuck all that. I don't know what the fuck, dude. I know that shit's coming. I know that shit is coming. No, fucking 1-800, turn in your neighbor. Fucking,
I'm gonna have a bigger problem if you wake me up at 6 a.m. on a Sunday morning raiding their house. I'm gonna have a bigger problem with you.
Yeah. Here comes the fucking suede and denim police.
All right, let's play some tunes. We have a listener that sent us in stuff before, and I'm finally getting around to playing this one from Bo King, Bruce Control, and this one is called Bruise Control.
Self-titled.
Self-titled.
Kick ass, here you go.
We'll be right back. Arthur Dwaska. Si longtemps, voir l'argent des bons gouvernements, les bêtises d'un arbre mascal, ils sont déjà foy.
Foy,
foy, capitalisme dans son monde égoïste, capitalisme dans son monde des enfants, capitalisme que c'est humaniste, capitalisme où on vit vivant. Je les aide à claquer, qui n'hésite pas, je peux pouvoir posséder. Ces automates détraqués par l'argent assoiffé. Mais ce n'est pas sans les pays si développés. Ça fait oublier des trucs qui crachent sur la vie. Qui passent de grosses affaires pour vivre que ça apporte des fruits. Avant ces braconniers, ils croient plus obsédés. Nous les États-Unis, on va y remédier. Boy, 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 capitalisme, c'est mon égoïsme. Capitalisme, ça c'est des enfants. Capitalisme, c'est du humanisme. Capitalisme, on veut vivre vivant, vivant. Vivant. Pour les capitalistes, la vie qu'à vous tenir. Tout ce qu'on veut changer, vous êtes les premiers sur la liste. Quand ça vous aide à changer, à décider de s'unir. Pour faire aimer révolution, on a un socialiste. Capitalisme, ça c'est des enfants. Capitalisme, ça c'est humaniste. Capitalisme, on veut vivre vivant. Boy, 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 boy.
Heard, we played them for the first time. Shit, I don't know, because we're so off schedule. I don't know if it was last week or the week before. Anyway, good shit, guys. And Ask before that, and Submission for You, AM, And you heard from No Collusion off their EP. Hope those guys put out more shit soon. And Bruise Control off the Bruise Control EP, and that one was called
Bruise Control.
Yeah. So, all right, like, we're getting more towards the end of the show. This is usually where we talk, but we talked like a whole lot
before this. And you guys, a bunch of music and try and cram as much as we can in.
Yeah, because we got a bunch of music to play. This one coming up is a submission coming at you. Rotura.
Love those submissions.
But I just wanted to say something really quick. This band made the chart on Podunk Radio last week. I accidentally tagged the wrong band. And that's happened before because certain bands have the same name. It happens. Usually people are like, hey, that's not us. We don't have a song called that. For the second time, I've had a group of people just kind of mocking it. I'm like, dude, I'm doing this for, like, the station and for the bands. You couldn't just, yeah, they're, like, tagging their friends and, like, look, fucking, we don't have a song called that. Like, dude, you guys, I guess this is what meme culture has gotten us. I guess this is where kids are at now. Let's, like, make everyone's life more difficult than it should be when they're just trying to help people out. So, to the band that isn't Rotura Punk on Facebook, they're just called Rotura, fuck you. I'll be sharing this to your timeline.
Eat a dick. Yeah. All right, well, let's play some tunes.
Here you go, Rotura.
Fuck them. We'll be right back.
Too many days, too many nights, I went to sleep alone. Too many days, I'm waiting for your call. I know you said you're leaving, but I couldn't think of it. Too many days, too many nights alone. I loved you in the daytime, and I held you through the night. You never gave a warning, it's not alright. So many times I held your hand, and you wouldn't smile at me. It's only 'cause you wanted to be free. Too many days, too many nights, I went to sleep alone. Too many days, I waited for your call. I know you said you're leaving, but I couldn't think of it. Too many days, too many nights alone. I loved you in the daytime, and I held you through the night. The fire in your eyes, yeah, you're alright. You built me up to tear me down. We'll never know who's really in control. Dream your dreams at night, and you'll take away my fear. I'll say goodnight, but you're beside me as you dream your dreams at night. Too many days, too many nights, I went to sleep alone. Too many days, I'm waiting for your call. I know you said you're leaving, but I couldn't think of it. Too many days, too many nights alone.
Du Esotheoretiker, bla 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 bla. ist alles nur bla 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 bla.
This is the end of the Sick Boys Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. How do people submit their music to this show?
Oh, if you're in a band and you want to be played on this show, what you do is you send a little bio with your tracks properly labeled.
If you don't know what that means, we'll get to it.
To sickboysradio@gmail.com. And, yeah.
Yeah, be sure to follow Sick Podcasting Collective wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah.
You know, some people like Apple, some people like Google. We're on a bunch of shit.
We're all over the internet.
Yeah, thanks to Dar, like, we can't even keep track of it. And now the divided's on someone else's Stitcher thing. It's just like, it's a fucking freak show up in here.
Yeah.
But we're doing our best to put out shit, like, as often as possible. Yeah, pretty much every day. Pretty much.
Trying, at least.
Yeah. Well, I think we, like, missed one or two days in the last month or so.
Yeah.
Month and a half. Yeah. Shit happens.
But a bunch of shit for you to go listen to and kill time with, especially if we end up on a second fucking lockdown.
Yeah.
So just look up the Sick Podcasting Collective anywhere you find your podcast.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in. Oh, were they here?
Yeah, Outer Control. That was a great submission, guys. I think we played that same track on the show a few weeks back, or months, or whatever. Or I played it on my other show because I recognized the end part. Dude, we get so much music, and a lot of good music, but also a lot of crap. So trying to wrap your brain around that sometimes, you know how it is. And Goater before that with blah, blah, blah. And the Elder Gods. The Elder Gods. Octopus Hands. Hang Time. new single from them. Be sure to check them out. Too Many Days, Left Hand Black. Thanks for sending that in. Murder on My Mind and Rotura Tal Vez.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Another good week here. It's a Sick Boys radio show, but it's time to say goodbye.
Now it's time. So, playing us out, because I can never get enough of these guys, especially this song.
Fuck yeah.
We've played this one to intro and outro the show in years past, but I think it's been a couple of years since we actually played it. So, Atomic Bombs, Country Morning.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And if you take this track seriously, I feel sorry for you.
Later days.
Adios.
Corn cakes cooking on a Sunday morning, aroma fills the air. Pass the butter and the carob syrup, no time to comb my hair. Feed the chickens and water the corn, take the young'uns to the fair. Come on, kids. I love the country life, no other life for me. I love the country life, never felt so free. Fishing pole, swimming hole, ain't nothing finer than summertime. Kiss the sky, scratch my back on an old oak tree. Porcupine, stop on a dime, grandma's homemade blackberry wine. I love the country life, no other life for me. Oh, I love the country life, never felt so free. Critters underneath all the stars. Fish fry, apple pie, relaxing in my favorite chair. Come on, Granny. Apple cider, my mouth gets wider, tangled with the bear. I love the country life, no other life for me. Oh, I love the country life, never felt so free. I love the country life, no other life for me.
Goodbye, 'cause you will never say goodbye.